John, I see you're coming up again, number 28, to talk about the Western South Dakota Shooting Sports Complex. Are you ready to go since we have you online? Or we can come back?
Certainly can, Madam Chair.
Let's just move to number 28 then, since we have you up on the big screen, and then your portion will be done for today. So whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and hopefully it's not that big that I look chubby or anything like that.
No.
So it's my absolute pleasure to give you an update on the South Dakota Shooting Sports Complex. And up on the screen, hopefully you can all see that. We do have some new graphics, some new renderings that we're putting together right now, and I wanted to share some of those with you. These are kind of a 3D look at what this new facility will look like. And I'm very proud of this and super excited. It's just a great time with this project and really excited for what's to come here. So just as a quick update, we're setting out to construct a world-class shooting sports complex here, and it will really rival anything in the nation. So it's going to be a big complex and offer a lot. It'll offer opportunities for the general public, families, youth groups. It'll allow for beginners and experienced shooters to shoot side by side throughout the facility. There will be facilities here for education and outreach and organized shooting competitions. And in fact, I thought it'd be of interest to you. I'm actually already being contacted by a number of different groups that want to hold events here or shooting competitions, both local groups, but also national competitions. And some of those I'm starting to book for 2025 and beyond. So lots of interest in this project, and we're expecting a lot of use in this facility as well. Just to talk a little bit about the facility and what we're offering. So we'll have long range in the facility out to 1,200 yards. We'll have an archery range. We're going to have bunker, trap, and skeet. We'll have 50 and 100-yard lanes where folks can shoot pistols and rifles and muzzle loaders. They'll be able to shoot on paper, sight in their rifles for hunting season, any kind of shooting activity that you can imagine. We'll have a 300-yard area. That's actually one of my favorite parts. It's a 40 shooting positions out to 300 yards. It will have metal targets. So area kind of for folks to come out and just do some plunking and shoot out there and try their skills out. On the north end, we'll have a versatile training bay that's primarily focused at law enforcement, certainly our own law enforcement. It sounds like you got to see some of that training yesterday, but this is this versatile training bay will offer them the opportunity to qualify and train with their firearms and also set up scenarios and things of that nature to train with. And beyond that, we are already being contacted and committed with several of the local law enforcement agencies, Sheriff's Department, Police Department, also the FBI, U.S. Marshals. We have a number of different law enforcement agencies that are looking forward to training and utilizing this facility. And at times, it will be open to the general public and clubs and such as well. We'll have action bays on the north end there that will accommodate all of our tactical and three-gun kind of shooting events and folks that are interested in that type of activity. And down the road, we will have a sporting clay area here as well that we'll be establishing. So as I mentioned, we're offering it. We feel like we're offering it all here. Quite a big facility and lots of excitement, lots of opportunity there. We do expect, as I mentioned, thousands of people to visit, certainly from the local area. We have a number of folks that are interested in using this facility, and we expect a lot of that. And we're going to focus on youth, first-time gun owners, things of that nature, to come out and utilize the facility. And as I mentioned, all the way up to national competition. So we'll have a lot of folks from out of state and out of area as well utilizing this facility. So kind of as an update here, I just wanted to let you know that we are full speed ahead. It's a really exciting time for me as the project lead here. We did put out the first portion of the project out for bid, which is the mass grading or the dirt work. We did receive four bids on that package, and we were able to award the bid here just recently, just yesterday. So we'll be writing up that contract and awarding that bid. It was just over $5.8 million to get all of that dirt work and that mass grading done. We're actively looking for sponsors for the range and raising funds. And I wanted to mention that because that's one of my jobs is finding folks interested in this project and folks looking to sponsor it and help support it. And I'm willing to talk to anybody and everybody. So if anyone has anybody in mind or if there's anybody listening in, please contact me. I would love to talk to you about the project. Moving ahead, we'll put the remaining work, so the above ground, the finishing work, and the well for the facility, we'll put that out for bid here in November and expect to award that in December. And then those two contractors, the dirt contractor that we have on now and the new contractor, will be able to work together on a schedule. And ultimately, looking to have this completed in the fall of 2025 and a grand opening then. We do expect to break ground here over this next winter. The company that was awarded the bid, it does sound like they're going to be able to get started in the new year here, if not a little bit earlier. So again, like I mentioned, really exciting times, a lot of positive things going on with this project. And as you can see, I hope you can see well from some of these preliminary graphics here, this is going to be a really nice facility. It's not going to be a place that you drive in and think that it's going to be okay to throw a TV out and start shooting at it. You're going to drive in and see that it's very organized. It's very classy, in a really nice, comfortable, safe spot for folks to go and participate in shooting sports and hunter education and things of the nature. So that's my update, and I would love to take any questions or offer some additional information if you all are interested.
Very good questions. Commissioner Locken.
Yes, Commissioner Locken here. Could you give me a breakdown on the bunker trap, what the cost of that is? That's kind of a new twist for us here.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Commissioner Locken, I don't have an exact figure right in front of me. I believe our previous estimates were about $500,000 for that portion of the range, the bunker trap and skeet.
Commissioner Locken, any follow-up?
Please. You're kind of catching us a little bit by surprise on that. I guess I don't know where that's going in on the, I can't see by the rendering where that's going in and all what's going to take place and what the plan is on that. On a future report, I'd like a little more information.
Yeah, Commissioner Lockett, I'd be happy to focus in on that, and I certainly can do that at a future update. In the pictures that you see there, it's kind of off in the distance. So that top left square, if you look at the stuff all the way up against the hillside, that's where that will go in. I think what you're referring to in original design plans, we did just have a stationary clay target throwing area where we would have shotguns, and we did make an upgrade here to bunker trap and skeet. We'll still have those stationary shotgun area that you know, they'll be able to do that there, but we'll also be able to provide that bunker trap and skeet and actually some other shotgun games as well. But I'll make a note of that to focus in a bit more on that for you with future updates.
Thank you.
Additional questions, comments? A couple questions for you, John. You mentioned the dirt work. It was awarded $5.8 million. Where did those numbers come in terms of what we were projecting for those bids and kind of where did they fall?
Yes, so it's, Madam Chair, thank you. Very pleased with that bid. We were expecting somewhere around the area of $8 million is what we kind of projected for a bid there. We did have some other bids come in that were right at that $8 million mark, but we believe that this is a very favorable bid and are very happy with that just over $5.8 million.
Very good. A couple more questions. You mentioned that we are already having folks reach out to you about potential events, national competitions. Will we be charging for these?
Madam Chair, great question. Yes, so in our maintenance and operation plan, some of that plan is how are we going to recoup some of these maintenance operations costs, and that is exactly part of the plan. When we bring in these large competitions, kind of how it will work is we'll negotiate with the organization that's putting that event on and essentially charge them a fee to allow them to use the facility. And so we won't have a whole lot of time and effort into that event. We'll just charge that organization and then allow them to come in with their own materials, their own range safety officers, their own people to organize the event and keep it running. And in return, then yes, we would receive some funding for that. And so, yeah, like I mentioned, that is one of our plans for recuperating some of these maintenance and operation expenses.
All right, thank you. Any other comments? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling. Thank you, John. Can you tell me or tell us where are we at with our fundraising and dollars committed or received to date to fund the project?
Through the chair?
Yes.
Yes, that's a great question, Commissioner Bartling, and I'll tell you exactly where we're at. We have raised to date just over $740,000. And we have a goal right now of trying to raise $5 million or more. And so, a bit of a ways to go yet here, but I am super excited about the folks that have jumped in already. A number of the different NGOs, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Safari Club International, Youth Hunting Adventures, some of our local businesses, Pizza Ranch, the Commando Store out here, Federal Ammunition from out of state. So we've had a number of folks step up, and like I mentioned, we're just over that $740,000 mark.
Thank you. Very good. Any other comments, questions? A lot of work has gone into this. It looks good, John. We look forward to hearing more details as we move forward.
Thank you.